Well, the Llanfairpwll story is pretty well known in this island, and certainly was in my years. And it was bound from her home port in Gothenburg to America, and on the way back on her maiden voyage. And it was the 12th of January 1937, early morning, and she had a few problems coming through the Pentland Firth, knowing where she was at.
And she was loaded particularly with copper wire and copper ingots. He had never seen the stars or moon to take bearings before he left America. And he was right in the Pentland Firth too, but 2 months to one side maybe. I don't know if it was Fogarty or no, I don't know. She struck the reef at Swanna. She's just from the tail of the Swanna, a very small reef there, so big enough to wreck any ship. So, but there also a rumour with some of the survivors that they had seen the light at Duncansby Head, but I don't think they knew what light they had seen. Was a void on that side of the Pentland Firth.
So none of the navigating officers were saved to give their version of it. They reckoned that they had come across the lighthouse at Torness and Hoy, which had been lit since they went to America, and they didn't have updated charts of this new light, and that very probably confused them as to where they were, and might have ultimately have led to the loss of the ship, either on Swanna or the Pentland Skerries, depending on your belief in the subject as to where it happened. But she certainly went on there about 5:15 in the morning, 5:45, somewhere about then.
Last lifeboat was they got her launch because there was lee on that side of the ship. The women and the bairns went on that, and some crew, of course, came ashore in Dearness. There's nobody in that. She's been wrecked somewhere on the road. But the second lifeboat was launched, but it hours after maybe. But the ship, and maybe the weather had altered, but the ship had altered, and they got her off second side or second boat. The crew went on her. And they come in at this side of the kirk, a very heavy sea running. The fellow was handling the lifeboat, he didn't want to go in there, but he says, we'll go along the coast and find a mother. But the skipper ordered them in, and that was it. She just turned upside down in the surf. There was local men there too. It was up to the waist in water trying to fish them out, the survivors that was left.
8 survived out of that. I can't remember how many were lost. Throughout the following weeks, various bodies came ashore between Sandy and Long Hope. So that didn't really give a place as to where the lifeboat had been upset. They had been strewn around by tide and wind. 2 had never been found until much later, and they washed ashore and they were unrecognisable. But in years to come, it was deduced that they could only be Ella Sedergren and Runa Strom. Sedergren, he'd been at the wheel of the Llanfairpwll when she went aground. By no means his fault why she went aground. He was last off the ship on the second lifeboat, and he came down the ropes into the lifeboat, which launched her, which would be the falls, as they call them. And he either lost his footing or he ended up in the water between the ship and the lifeboat, pretty much wet. So he would have been likely pretty hypothermic by the time he ever landed at the east side. Runa Strom had taken the voyage to New York in the hope to find his girlfriend, whose family had immigrated previously to New York, but for whatever reason, he didn't find that family in New York, and it was pretty much a wasted voyage for him. And they were buried temporarily in the east side or they assumed it was going to be temporarily until they were to be shipped back to Finland. But it transpired that the Finnish authorities never knew, or they certainly didn't tell the relatives in Finland that they had been found. The ship should never, in Finnish eyes, ever have been named after a dead ancestor, Gustav Thorden, who was the owner of these ships, had run out of family name, so he used the name of his dead grandmother, if I remember right, Johanna. So when we carved the stone, the propellers, twin propellers, have changed into hands, and they are steering the ship by hand on either side of the rudder, what ultimately would be its to its doom.